you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, it is a convicted murderer will be put to death next month here in Nebraska. The Department of Correctional Services says that Carrie Dean Moore, who was sentenced to death in 1980 for the murders of two Omaha cab drivers in 1979, has been finally scheduled for execution. It will be taking place August 14th at 10 a.m. This will be the first capital punishment carried out in the state of Nebraska in decades.
I mean, it's been so long that it's like... He killed a cabbie. It's like cabs aren't even as much of a thing now. You know what I mean? Like it's an almost an Uber.
Almost 40 years ago.
Story.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
No.
1980.
Yeah, that's when he was in. That was when he was convicted. And the larger question now is featuring death row is Nico Jenkins. You know, he was sentenced to death. But the question is he too mentally ill to be to have that carried out? His attorney filed a motion last week with the Nebraska Supreme Court, essentially asking the state's high court to declare Jenkins mentally incompetent to be executed. This comes after another attempt that he's made on his own life back in April. He nearly killed himself. According to authorities, he almost carried out that plan.
There's some pretty unsavory characters that are still on death row. John Lauder. Remember that? That was Brandon Tina. Remember
that's Tina Bryan's
story.
Yeah.
Those guys in that bank robbery that went south.
Uh-huh. And killed all those people.
They just shot all those poor people. Roy Ellis is pretty awful. Remember Roy?
A lot of these names, when
they were in the news, the story was, okay, these are the worst of the worst.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we don't hand out the death penalty willy-nilly. And a lot of these people, even though when they got it, at the time we were like, well, they're never going to actually get... you know, serve the execution because they haven't been able to pull it off with anybody in forever.
Yeah.
It's the means to do it is what usually gets stopped. You can't use Old Sparky anymore and you can't ever get the right drug cocktail anymore, the way to do it. So these guys basically have been in limbo that most people have kind of thought, well, these guys will be on death row forever. They'll never be able to pull it off. So
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see what happens with Carrie Dean Moore. Again, what is the date?
This is August 14th, so we're talking two weeks away.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm sure his legal team will try to exhaust every avenue to try to postpone or delay or possibly cancel.
Longer, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, that's his due process. But yeah, that's the time, August 14th, 10 a.m. President Trump says that he's willing to shut the government down over immigration reform. The president sent out several tweets yesterday morning with one talking about a government shutdown. He says he'll make it happen if Democrats don't give him the votes for border security, which includes a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. Congress has until September 30th to reach a budget deal or risk a government shutdown. At least 7 people are still missing in Northern California as the monstrous car fire there keeps growing. 6 people have been confirmed dead, including 2 firefighters. Police in Northern California say that the fire is creating a lot of communication issues that are making locating residents difficult. The fire had grown to more than 95,000 acres as of Sunday night.
Keeps growing.
The footage, you don't think you know, the things that you see could be topped, but the footage of this fire is incredible.
It's eating everything.
How hot it is. Like when it hits these neighborhoods.
The winds. That's what
I was going to say.
Wow.
The winds created from the fire are strong enough to knock down trees. Getting blasted down from winds, and they're not storm winds. They're fire winds.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just truly unbelievable.
Yeah, that's like hell.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, when you're looking at the footage of this, and it's just a tornado.
Like,
of
if you were a really bad person,
that's where you're going.
If Hitler was alive again and he was in the middle of this fire, he'd be like, "I'm burning, but where I'm going to will be nicer than this."
Yeah,
it reminds me of that scene from the end of the world with Seth Rogen. where they go outside and they finally see that it really is, and it does look like a hellscape. It's just 95,000 acre. Coca-Cola charging more for its canned drinks. And you can look at the aluminum tariffs that are making the cans more expensive. Coke's CEO says the price hike is disruptive but necessary. 10% tariff on imported aluminum makes it more expensive for the company to produce the cans.
What are they raising it to?
I think it just depends on, you know, where it is. It will be up to stores to decide whether to pass the higher prices on to consumers. So that's the idea, is that they're going to be charging more for their inventory. Stores might bite it just to say, like, for now, let's just stay the course. But it could eventually get passed on to us, the consumer. Mm.
Diet Coke, because I can. Remember, that's the slogan, because I can. Well, apparently you can afford the more expensive can.
Because I can.
Well, because I can.
Afford it.
Mm-hmm. I can. Life's short.
Tesla is trying out another thing besides cars. The luxury electric car maker added carbon fiber surfboards to its gift shop. And it says that they're inspired by the Tesla car interiors. Company made 200 of these surfboards, which were quickly snapped up two to 10 weeks before they're expected to even ship. The boards were a collaboration between Tesla Design and this company called Lost Surfboards. $1,500 for each of these. There were 200 of them.
And meanwhile,
it's the one.
How many people are waiting for a car?
I know.
Exactly.
Like, okay, enough on the surfboards.
And the flamethrowers.
And the flamethrowers and saving little boys in caves.
Yes. Sending your car out to space. And
I'm kind of holding out for my Model 3 still on a waiting list.
Right.
And I tell all my friends about it. Believe me, they're all sick and tired of hearing me go, I'm on the list.
Like, By the time you get your 2018 model, it'll be 2025. It'll be a vintage vehicle.
But all the shows will be out. Game of Thrones.
Oh, you'll be happy.
you'll be happy.
There's a Dartmouth College student who was asked to relinquish her duties as a bridesmaid by the bride. The bride said she wanted somebody who could commit more full time to the wedding and asked her, please return your jumpsuit.
What?
I'm not kidding. This girl and her friend's getting married, asked her to be a bridesmaid. And apparently the bride is dissatisfied with the level of commitment that this woman, who is working on her MBA at Dartmouth.
But I would assume that happens from time to time, right?
I was
going
to say, yeah.
The bride pulls somebody's ticket and goes, you know, Lisa's not really responding to anything.
She's not doing anything.
Usually, like, the die is cast at that point. I mean, you are the person, you are the weakest link. But to like,
cake cutter. You know, you downgrade them to something else. Like, you know, men, you can downgrade one of your guys to be an usher.
That's a big... Yeah. That is very rare that you get your ticket pulled on being... I mean, you can be...
I would think
that
would happen all the time with these women that they call you bridezilla. You know, you're stressed. I've heard of the maid of honor wanting to quit because the maid of honor gets yelled at and has to basically be the heavy.
I mean, yes.
I've heard of maid of honors that are like, I hate her guts. It's my best friend, but she asked me to be her maid of honor, and she
yelled
at me.
People will complain about the lack of attentiveness of, like, a certain bridesmaid, but I have rarely, if ever, heard of somebody getting fired. Like, you're fired. Give me back my dress. I'm handing it to somebody else. So thanks, but no thanks.
Where is this?
So this is out on the East Coast. So Dartmouth, this is where this woman's going. She's getting her master's in business administration. So obviously she's very busy and committed, but at the same time wants to be a part of her friend's wedding. So she tweeted to JetBlue, can I get a refund for my ticket? I just got fired basically as bridesmaid. And JetBlue's like, yeah, we'll refund your ticket. And not only that, we will give you and your friend's ticket, you and your friend, tickets for a girl's weekend getaway to try to patch things up.
What?
Yeah. They stepped up to the plate, offered her a full refund on her ticket to the wedding, and then said, hey, you and the bride, why don't you guys take a breath, go someplace. We'll fly you someplace, and you can work on things.
Well, that was cool of them.
I know. I thought that was pretty nice. I mean, I'm glad they gave her the refund, because I'm sure at that point you're like, well, obviously if I'm fired as the bridesmaid, I'm not going to go to the wedding. Awkward. But I love the fact that she was asked to return her jumpsuit. I was like, the bridesmaids are wearing jumpsuits? That just sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you just don't hear bridesmaids. It's usually bridesmaid's dress. Just curious what a bridesmaid jumpsuit looks like. Just so different. Startled kangaroo down in Australia jumped through the window of a family home and then locked itself in the bathroom. I guess it all happened while the family was asleep Saturday night. They heard this loud crash, went and found that a kangaroo had broken into the house and then, like, barricaded itself into the bathroom. Made it safe, so somehow it locked the door. 62-pound kangaroo. They eventually, the situation got handled. You know, they came, they sedated the kangaroo and got it out of the house, the animal rescue unit. But this is interesting because mobs of kangaroos have been raiding patches of Australia's capital, Canberra. They have driven the city's sports field, backyards, and roadsides because of food scarcity.
Okay.
So they're probably like deer here. You know? Yeah. They're locals. They're kangaroos.
They're kangaroos. But mostly they hang out on the nature preserves. It'd be like suddenly there's just this influx of like deer in the middle of Memorial Park where you're like, oh my God, I mean, you don't normally see them like out and about. It's winter down under. And I guess that there's been a lot of food scarcity for the kangaroos. So they've gotten creative and come into town. But hungry kangaroos are, you know, at risk of maybe causing some problems. Exactly. Yeah. Like, that's the thing. They're like, you know, this isn't great. Kangaroos are tough. Aren't you, like, supposed to, I think you're supposed to, like, kind of steer clear or give them a wide berth because, like, they'll box you.
Oh, yeah. When Molly used to work down at the zoo, she ran the kangaroo corral. Mm-hmm.
That's why we created this segment every Monday at 8:17. It's called Roo Talk.
Well, this poor thing that broke in got itself cut pretty bad. So then when it hopped around and went bananas, it like bled all over the, you know, their house.
Wow.
Poor guy, because it had a little boo-boo on it.
I know, buddy. There's a superintendent out in New Jersey who's going to be looking for a new gig. He's accused of pooping on the high school track. He's resigning and now suing the police for $1 million. He's charged with you know, public defecation.
Where is this?
This is out in New Jersey.
Clearly okay. Was in San Francisco okay. Where that stuff is quite kosher. This is some...
Okay.
They kept finding human feces on the track on a daily basis. And they were like, who is this rogue pooper?
Who is doing the poo?
Apparently it was the superintendent of the school district.
Okay.
How
this
terrible
this was like
is
his passive-aggressive way of getting back at people. There are people that do that. I mean, they're...
42 years old, he's resigned as superintendent and has taken the first steps in suing the police department. He's claiming that he was unlawfully photographed because they caught him. Like okay. They're like, okay, there's your man. There's the rogue pooper. And they're like, that's Mr. So-and-so.
There's Gary.
That's weird.
It's a great photo of Gary. That's actually, if he crops that, that's a Facebook profile. Crop out the pooping, obviously. I mean, face very relaxed, looks young,
not straining.
How strange.
Well, we have a mutual friend. You were just with him this weekend, who got a promotion in his job due to someone pooping.
No,
a mad pooper.
Okay,
that happened in Omaha. It was a guy that was mad secret pooping. The secret pooper.
Oh wow!
Outside, like
he got caught. He got caught and lost his job.
Lost his job. Jeez.
Just,
wow. I mean, where it goes from sometimes people, you know, sell it like they're pranking. Oh, it's just a funny prank, but it gets into this weird world of passive aggressive.
Yes, it does.
I mean, it's a weird thing to do.
Yes.
Might sound funny on paper, but when it gets down to brass tacks and someone's doing it, you're like, I don't think this is a good idea. I feel like this is like HR all day long. Like everyone gets fired.
Yes.
Like not cool.
No. It's crazy to think that a 42-year-old man who's like superintendent of a school district has
how
this
do you know
like
your husband
little
might
side
be, habit. Your husband might be the mad pooper at work.
Yeah, he could be.
He never tells you about it because he's the guy. But everybody else goes home at work and they're like, yeah, a guy, somebody pooped again in the office. We don't know who it is. We don't know if it's hilarious or awful. Pretty much awful when it's your own desk.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
All right, welcome to the show. All right, so last couple weeks got people qualified to win Exit Omaha number 90, which is San Francisco, out to see Anne Marie and Ed Sheeran. All expenses paid. Well, now we get to find out who is going to be that winner. All right, we got a call real fast here. Hello? Hello? Is this Mindy? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm confused, but I'm good.
Okay.
It's a good confusion, though, right? You're like, why am I on the phone with these radio people? Well,
are these radio people calling me with good news?
I think
so. Do we ever call with bad news? Rarely.
No, well, that's one time.
Well, congratulations, Minnie. You're heading out.
Yeah, oh my God, I've been trying so hard to win an Exit Omaha.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool.
Okay. Well, this is yours then. Exit Omaha number 90.
Oh my God, I can't even believe this. This is crazy. Are you sure you called the right Mindy?
Yes.
We hope so.
You're the one.
We hope so.
You are the Mindy that we wanted. So San Francisco, trip for two. You're going to see Ed Sheeran, Anne-Marie. It's going to be magical.
Who's?
And oh, my God. I can't believe I won.
It's coming up.
Who are you taking with?
I am going to take my boyfriend, Steve, as long as he behaves himself.
Okay. All right. Well, Steve and you will have a good time out there. Remember about the sandwich bags on the feet here and there, but outside
of
that,
oh, yeah.
It'll be a good show.
That's
You're
going to
really have a
gross.
Blast. So, have you guys been out there before then? No?
I've never been out to San Francisco.
Okay.
It's absolutely beautiful. So
I'm so excited.
Do your research. Make the most of the trip. But Exit Omaha, number 90.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Mindy. Have a great trip. Keep us in touch. And let us know how it goes, because this thing is happening in a couple weeks, okay? We'll have someone get a hold of you, okay, Mindy? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
I think Ed Sheeran should do a cover of this, Lights by Journey, which is the quintessential San Fran song. Like, wouldn't that be cool if he came out and did it?
Yes.
Acoustic?
Yeah. He's fantastic. He really is a talented
singer. Like on a break?
Yeah.
Or at least like the opening chords and then go into something else.
All right, so that's number 90. Congratulations to Mindy. I guess we'll find out shortly what 91's going to be.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Channel 94.1.
Justin Bieber. What's his name?
Justin Bieber is saying soon when asked about when he and fiance Hailey Baldwin will be tying the knot. Apparently it's on his on his radar. He just dropped a new single where he collaborated with DJ Khaled and Chance the Rapper and a bunch of other people. And
I want to be in his, I want to go to his bachelor party.
That would be a fun one.
Wouldn't that be fun? I wonder if you know, like they do those Make-A-Wish programs. Like that's some kids' Make-A-Wish. Like I get to be in the wedding party, and I get to go to the bachelor party. Yeah. You know, that's got to be interesting.
Oh, that'd be great. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? I wonder though, would it be boring?
Because like I'm sure he's got his bros that still want to party, but it's like Justin, the groom. He's kind of in a gray area. He doesn't do a lot of drugs now, so we got to kind of chill a little bit around him.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're gonna have fun. Like, who's his best man?
I know, no word. I wonder if it would be like his dad.
I'll bet it's his dad because, you know, remember his dad just got married last year.
Mm-hmm.
In some
or
small
like
deal.
His brother. I mean, he's got the... So I wonder if it'll be something like that. You know, Hailey Baldwin is having her sister and then her cousin Ireland Baldwin be in her wedding party. Ireland Baldwin is the daughter of Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger. So maybe they're keeping it family style. There is worth it. Kristen Bell swims with gloves on. Her husband, Dax Shepard, posted a photo on Instagram, and it's Kristen Bell in a pool in, you know, wearing a bikini and having gloves on. And I guess there's a reason she does it. She said, I don't know if it's a tick, but when pruny fingers touch other skin, I have a gag reflex.
Weird.
And so when she's in the pool with her kids, she said it was really troubling to her because, you know, if they're having trouble swimming and they reach out and then like it's pruny fingers and she goes touching, it's like, bleh, like she gets like going to be sick. So her best friend said, try these gloves. That way you can save your children if they're drowning in the pool and you don't have to have this crazy gag reflex. But apparently that is really a thing.
She's got a Netflix production called Like Father, which comes out this week. So a Netflix original.
Oh,
supposed
cool.
to be pretty funny, a comedy.
And
you know, comes out on Friday on Netflix called Like Father.
I love her.
I know.
We all love her.
Adorable, yeah.
She and her husband,
Kelsey
Dex.
Kelsey Grammer and Kristen Bell.
Okay.
I guess she and husband Dax Shepard are going to hit the road this fall on a live tour for his popular Armchair Expert podcast. You know, that podcast that he's been doing that people talk about, you know, he's got interviews, friends and things like that. And Kristen Bell is really funny. She's like, I remember when Dax came to me and he's like, I'm going to start a podcast in the garage. And she's like, oh, sweetie, that is so cute. You're going to have a garage podcast just like everybody else. She's like, and then it was like, oh my God, they've got a million listeners a week. So it's...
When he's talking about her, that's when she probably wants to start coming on. Because he's like, wait, what is he talking about?
Mm-hmm. I know.
And it's just like out there in the garage being like, yeah, I'm doing my own podcast now. Kristen's inside. She's like making fun of me. But it's like, this is a big deal. Yeah. I got like a million listeners today, like right now. My wife wears gloves when she swims. This is my wife.
She's so cute. Netflix announced that August 31st, Ozark fans are going to get their taste of binging season 2. That is when they're finally dropping it. A trailer is out, and it looks like no more. Don't expect this to be the sunny, happy return.
Are you caught up, Molly? Did you watch any of it?
I am not caught up, okay. So I need to binge.
Do your homework. It's stressful. It seems unsustainable when you get to the end. You're like, what is going to happen? There's going to be a reckoning for the things that happen, but...
Yeah, so this is good news for Ozark. So August 31st, season 2 of Ozark comes out, but you're going to have to wait until summer of 2019 if you want season 3 of Stranger Things. That was the announcement by Netflix. They are pushing back the release date. They say that it's for good reasons, that, you know, the Duffer brothers are working hard and it's going to be better than ever. But, you know, you're going to have to wait to see. And the other thing that got pushed back, or not pushed back, but the other thing that we had to wait till 2019 to see is the next Star Wars installment, though it's still on track to be released in theaters December 20th. The news is, though, that the late Carrie Fisher will appear in the new Star Wars movie, and it's not thanks to computer animation or like any kind of computer magicry. It's due to the fact that they had extra footage from previous shots that they did, like for the first one. So The Force Awakens, I guess. So Carrie Fisher will be able to be reunited, and Mark Hamill will be back, even though his character, you know, Luke Skywalker, gave its big goodbye at the end of The Last Jedi.
And that was when he was on that island, right? Was that everything was Jedi-like?
Yeah, he was on that that island in Ireland. Yeah. Like he was projecting himself, remember, onto the mineral planet. And so then that was the thing, is that he was fighting Kylo Ren and it was like this whole thing. That was probably the coolest part of like the entire movie, was the whole, what it took getting to the mineral planet for it to finally be a good. But Billy Dee Williams is coming back as Lando Calrissian. So that's the other thing. But December 20th, 2019 is when you're going to, when you have to actually wait to find out. I know. It's a long time away. And
you're gonna
also
have to find a hobby, Miss Luck. The TV has said to you. The TV is like, can you give us a little bit of breathing room?
You are just way too in our face.
Go check your plants or something.
Wow.
We're like, we need more.
No more
stuff and things. Stuff and things. There was a big piece in Vanity Fair on Michelle Williams, and in that she shared that she recently got married. It was a quiet, like they eloped, but she tied the knot with this indie musician named Phil Elverum. And, you know, where only their daughters and a few close friends and family were present. So for people who may not know, Michelle Williams was with Heath Ledger. They have a daughter together, and then he died, you know, about 10 years ago. And I guess Heath Ledger's dad has given the stamp of approval for Michelle Williams after she revealed last week that she secretly got married earlier this year. He said that he's terribly happy for her. It's kind of an interesting story.
So.
This Phil Elverum that she got married to, he's a widower. And his wife passed away, and he's been raising their daughter as a single parent. And Michelle Williams, you know, Heath Ledger passed away, and she's been raising their daughter as a single parent. Like, how wild that the universe, like, brought these two people together. And so they have these two daughters they've been raising, you know, on their own after the loss of their significant others. And now they're married and happily so. But Michelle Williams.
So you never, if you run into that couple, you never want to ask them how they met.
Yeah.
What do you two have in common?
Yeah.
At a dinner party.
Probably not.
Kink. Well, it's just recently
it's
the anniversary.
Very quiet.
You just hear a lot of silverware. It was just recently that they had the anniversary of The Dark Knight. You know, that was the role that he made his own and can never be, it seems like it can never be top, where he played the Joker in the Batman series, even though they're bringing back all these other Batman movies. So Jared Leto played the Joker in Suicide Squad, and now he's said to be getting his own spinoff. And it was just recently announced that Joaquin Phoenix will be playing the Joker. They start production in October, and that Robert De Niro could be joining that production. Over the weekend, hot number one in the box office, Mission Impossible. It's the sixth installment in the series, and some say it is the best. So I guess Tom Cruise has not missed a beat doing all of his own stunts. God bless it. You know, this is the movie that he famously did the leap from one building to another and, like, shattered his leg. Oh, they caught it on film.
That must be, like, a major moment in the movie. Like, how many camera angles do they replay mm-hmm. that?
Right. You just see it.
Bum, 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 bum. Tom Cruise breaks his ankle.
He got up and just ran.
Yeah.
Well, he crawled. He crawls. I mean, the real shot, if you see the take, he hobbles over and tries to walk.
Still, I would have let go and mm-hmm. fallen to my death. The fact that he can actually get up and even move.
It's like everybody takes perverse joy in watching a 60-year-old Tom. How old is Tom Cruise?
He's in his 50s, wouldn't he?
Clearly does not. Is somehow maintaining his
ageless.
Age. Like, he aged. His face looks like vampire level old.
Right.
Like young, but it's like, what is he eating? Stem cell smoothies?
Must sleep in like goo.
He's 56.
He's 56 years old. And
bunk, 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 bunk. You can tell some of his castmates, the other guys in the movie, are like,
he's weird.
We're not maintaining our age.
Slow it down.
Like, what's that big guy? Who's the big guy that's with him?
Black guy? Oh, God, I don't know his name, but I know who you're talking about.
It's Ving Rhames?
Yeah,
isn't
Ving.
Isn't that Ving Rhames?
Even Ving is kind of like, come on, man. We're trying to age like we're supposed to age.
He's like, no, I'm fighting it every step of the way with my magic powers of Scientology.
I wonder if, you know, Tom Cruise is eventually, it's all going to catch up to him. He'll be like, you know, instant old.
Right. It's almost a Portrait of Dorian Gray.
Yeah.
Like, he's keeping it, but then one day, like, somebody destroys the painting, and then
his prescription
back
for stem cells
stuff.
Runs out.
Yeah.
And his face is just hanging off of him.
Like that scene at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark where they open the ark and everybody's faces melt.
Yeah.
His face will melt like an exposed Nazi.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Waking up laughing every morning. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Big Party Morning Show.